It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Renee Montaigne is on assignment in Afghanistan. In Pakistan, the flooding has receded in the northern reaches of the country, but many towns and villages are still cut off because of washed-out roads and bridges. American Marines are now delivering emergency supplies to places like the Swat Valley. NPR's Julie McCarthy accompanied the Marines on one of their missions to this remote and often dangerous territory.
The CH-46C Knight, a workhorse of a helicopter that the Marines affectionately call Frogs, climbs through Kalam in Upper Swat. Its sweeping hills and steep mountain gorges form part of the Hindu Kush. Below lies the destruction caused by the swelling Swat River. Entire stretches of roads have been vaporized by the flooding. The river runs narrow here, with the water so tightly channelized it rose fast, sweeping away the lifeline of bridges. The American Navy and Marines plan to add 18 more helicopters to their round-the-clock relief operation.
The Pakistanis get very nervous about anything remotely looking like U.S. troops in their country. And they're here delivering humanitarian assistance. They were asked to come by the Army Chief of Staff, General Kiani, ferrying goods and services and steel sheeting to rebuild bridges, ferrying people back and forth. It hasn't stopped since the first week of August.
I'm sorry we have to stop our car here.
No worries.
In this remote northwest corner of Pakistan, you can see the country's security drama come full circle. World Food Program organizers take us to a hotel that is now a warehouse for aid, a hotel that had been overrun by the Pakistan Taliban a couple of years back.
And in the incursion, the offensive, where the army moved into Swat a year ago, they expelled the Taliban from this hotel. It's now an army encampment, and it doubles as a prison. And we're told there's something in the order of 30 to 35, perhaps 40, local militants being held in this prison, Kum Food Depot.
The Pakistan Army, deployed here since last summer's offensive, has had to turn its attention to the floods. They've put their prisoners, local militants, to work loading relief trucks. Major Naeem Hanif says there's been a lot of progress made in the 5 weeks that have passed since the monsoon rains began.
We didn't have big life losses, but in terms of property, in terms of road infrastructure, in terms of bridges in the area, all destroyed. But now we have constructed, with the help of the people, about half of the roads. So things are moving in the right direction now.
The vital work of restoring bridges is underway. Retired General Talat Masood also sees in the recovery effort the promise of building bridges between two allies whose relations are delicate and sometimes disjointed. He says the U.S. relief missions can combat Pakistani public skepticism about the Americans, but he says the U.S. contribution needs more publicity.
Well, I think it's a great gesture, and I would say that it's amazing that the government does not take this as an opportunity to really build bridges with America and change the anti-American sentiment, which has been self-destructive for Pakistan.
The troops we travel with from the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit are volunteers out of San Diego. Flying, their banter is a game full of best ofs. Mom's best dessert, how Guinness is best served, warm or cold. Lieutenant Colonel Todd James Onido says the choppers will be decommissioned after this tour. Going out, the colonel says, in the service of a humanitarian cause.
I told all my Marines and sailors, this is a life-changing mission. You know, when you land in a zone and you've given water or food to somebody that's been isolated and has not had it, I mean, or when you pull those people out of the zone, it's something you'll never forget.
The Americans are delivering flour, cooking oil, and high-energy biscuits. On a good day, they say they can drop 90,000 pounds of rations. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.